TOEFL Insider number 87. Are you too shy for the TOEFL speaking? Happy Friday, TOEFL Insiders. Here is your weekly summary of tips and resources in the TOEFL world. But first up, TOEFL speaking group classes and TOEFL writing group classes are starting Sunday, October 4th. Each class is maxed out at 8x students, so we make sure each one of you gets the attention you need for the score you want. Check the schedule for more details. If you have any questions, you can always contact our head of communications, Marina, at contact@tsdprep.com. TOEFL News. Looking for sample questions and responses to TOEFL speaking question 4? Well, you are in luck. We just released our brand new guide to TOEFL speaking question 4, and it's free. Michael Goodine over at TOEFL Resources has just completed a 6-part article series all about the new TOEFL official guide. I'm still waiting on mine, but check it out if you'd like to compare the old version to the newer one. He has detailed explanations for each section. TOEFL Tips. Here's a tip from Katie, one of our TOEFL teachers.
Could you repeat that? I hate that question and I get it all the time when I am speaking in English, my mother tongue. You see, I'm a bit on the shy side, and I don't project my voice as strongly as others. This is an issue for the TOEFL test as well. If your voice is too low and the computer cannot hear you, you will get a bad score, no matter how well you speak. The good news is that it can be fixed with these quick tips. Tip number 1, check your posture. Sit up straight, chest up and shoulders back. Your voice will follow your body, and this posture signals confidence. Tip number 2, take a few deep breaths before you start to speak. Give your lungs plenty of air to project your voice out with power. Tip number 3, now that your body is ready, it is time to practice speaking louder. Sit at a distance from your computer or recording device and imagine your voice traveling over this distance to be heard clearly. Listen to your response and check if you can hear it. If not, try again, only louder this time. If you keep these 3 tips in mind and practice them at home, I promise, in less than a week, you will start to notice a difference in the volume of your voice when responding to TOEFL speaking questions. Good luck, Katie.
Check the link to go to Katie's teacher page. TOEFL Resources. The fastest route to your TOEFL score is practice, which is why we have shared 100 of our TOEFL listening practice questions for free right here. These short but powerful exercises are designed to help familiarize you with the TOEFL listening question types, while building your listening skills. You can stop scouring the internet for TOEFL practice, it is right here. Stay safe and good luck. Comment below or reply to the original email if you want to get in touch. We are here to help you get your TOEFL score as quickly and easily as possible. Signed, Josh McPherson, Head Instructor at TSD Prep.